Well, it's just about time for the big election. A new president will be elected. What does it bring forward? What can we expect in the next 4 years? I've had so many people tell me they're so angry. They're so frustrated. They're not happy with either choice, or they're definitely, it's one side that they absolutely hate the other side, and their side is absolutely right. And they don't see how others could even look at that other side. And I've heard it back and forth. And we seem to be facing this, you know, every 4 years, but it's gotten worse. Whereas the choices seem to be, at least they appear to be, and I'm not trying to insult or hurt anybody, but they appear to be horrible choices. We're given absolutely the worst choices. And is that by design? So a lot of people are stressed out. A lot of people are angry. And I guess I wanted to do a show about this because I want you to let go of that, because you feel helpless. And I would say there are those out there that want you to feel that way. There are those that want you to feel like the walls are closing in, like you do not have options. And if you don't get what you want, things are going to go bad. For example, there was a friend of mine, and she said, boy, if Trump doesn't get elected, Hillary is just going to continue to take us down this course, and it's not good. We're going to get even further down the road that Obama has led us down. And but, you know, Trump, he's a bigot, and he says negative things. He says dumb things. But some of his ideas are good, and I like those. And who else can you vote for? I've got to vote for him. And then there's been people that told me they would never vote for Trump because of the things he said and how he treats people, and that they would, even though they're not crazy about Hillary, they feel she's a liar and she might be connected to big money. She may not represent people, even though she pretends to. And I'm using that word pretends to. She may, you know. I don't know her 100%, but it sure seems like there's a track record that supports that. They tell people what they want to hear, and that's both sides, I think. And I could be wrong. So if they're listening to this podcast, which I don't think they are, my apologies. Because we're not here to divide. We have too much dividing going on already. And I think that's by design as well. They want us divided. They want us to be divided so we can't ever come together. And we see this with race, black and white. We see more and more divided. We've had these police shootings. We've had a lot of innocent lives of people being shot by the police. Sometimes I think the police are justified. Sometimes I think they're not. Ultimately, you know, some people believe the police should not have guns. Well, it's okay for the criminals to have guns, but not the police, you know. People think maybe we shouldn't have guns as a society. Well, the criminals are still going to have those weapons. And we have a lot of debates going on. And it's a lot of those things are tearing us apart because we don't see the bigger picture on all of this. And what is the bigger picture on all of this? This election is frustrating a lot of people. And if they don't get the candidate they want, some people are going to be very upset if the other person wins. What is the greater lesson we're learning about all this when we step back? To let go. Because, for one, the president does not make all the decisions, all right? They need Congress. Two, you being upset about things, how is that going to help anybody? Arguing with other people, how is that going to help? The best thing you can do is learn. This is a lesson that is being taught to us. So we learn to let go. We can still gain knowledge. We can still care deeply about our country and the people around us. But we learn to do it from a state where there's no emotion. We let go of those negative emotions, which way too often control us, and we do it from a peaceful state. And if we hang on to that, if we just hold on to that vibration, that one of joy and peace, good things can happen. But they're not going to happen as if you're feeding into the negativity. If you're being as negative as everybody else because you're upset, how does that help? I will say this. There are beings out there that feed off of negative energy. They literally feed. They literally create it. So the more you keep doing that and buying into it and getting upset about it, what's happening? You're feeding it. I truly believe that. There was an episode on Star Trek, the original Star Trek series. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but there was an episode where the Klingons, who were like, you know, the communist Russia, they were kind of the enemies of the Federation, and they were, somehow they came on board the Enterprise, and they kept, there was this negative energy, and they were fighting each other, and they were stabbing each other, but they noticed that nobody was dying. I don't know if it was the doctor on board the ship. People were getting better and coming back and fighting some more. And something was making these people do it. And the captain, Captain Kirk, he realized that there was this negative energy. And once they started laughing at it, it literally started shrinking and it went away. And that's what's going on. That show was telling us the truth. In a way, I don't know if they knew that or not. I'm thinking they could. They were telling us that these things that get us so wound up, if we just laugh at them, they don't have much power. And if we want to make a change in the world, the change is not going to be, I mean, granted, it'd be nice to put somebody in office that we really felt we could trust, but a lot of things will have to change before that happens. The best thing we can do is learn to control our emotions. We're being shown that because there's great change going on the planet. And what's the great change? The planet is going through a shift. It is going from the third dimension, as you've heard on this show time and again, to the fifth dimension. And it's ascending. It's becoming a higher vibration. And if we want to be a part of that, we have to change our vibration too. And one of the things we have to do is let go. Let go of emotions. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having emotions. We're all going to go through them. Don't feel bad about that. But don't have outbursts. Come on. Well, this is horrible of this person. I'm so upset. It's like, really? Is it going to be that? What is it good does it do? It doesn't do anything. They are playing you. You're being played. Do you want to be played? Do you want to keep feeding into that? Or do you want to be independent? Do you want to be independent of that? Let it go. But I have care so much, I don't want to let it go. I care too. I care deeply. But when you let it go, you find peace. Well, how can we make a difference if we don't rise up and do this and vote and blah, blah, blah? You can vote. You can educate yourself. You can learn as much as you can about all the conspiracies and things going on. I know a lot of that stuff. I'm not going to talk about it. Because when you talk about things, you give them power. Because then maybe somebody's going to go, aha, I knew it. And they're going to jump all over it, and we're going to continue to feed that negative cycle. Even knowledge and enlightenment, if it's done in a negative way, is not helping anybody. It's not. So instead, we're going to be more careful of how we choose to think. At least I'm going to be. I try. I don't always succeed. We're going to choose love. And love is not this mushy, wishy-washy, I mean, it's that too. But it's also this great power in the universe that really is stronger than anything. It can defeat anything. I truly believe that. I think Jesus carried that love energy, that Christ consciousness. And if he wanted to, he could have wiped the Romans off the face of the earth. And there have been other masters who've walked the planet who could have done the same thing. But when you're in that great of a realization, even though it's tempting to want to smear these little insects all over the planet, you're not going to do that because you have a greater message. In his case, he had a greater message to serve all of us, which became a religion, which there are some good things in that. But I'm also saying his true message was kind of missed out. Now, he had this ability where he could have totally protect himself in this power of love. And what is this love energy? I think when you draw it in, there's nothing that can defeat it. It's like surrounding yourself with the white light when, you know, there's dark energies around you. They say, surround yourself with white light. Ask for Archangel Michael. Ask for your angels to stand around you. You know, just envision that. And that's how powerful that is. Now imagine if we could be on a level of what Jesus was on. Nothing could destroy us. Nothing. And I believe we're all capable of being on that. So this is what I say when light and love is more powerful than it, in its truest form, when we truly understand it. Now, if you say, well, I'm filled with light and love, and you go charging into a machine gun, you're probably not going to make it. You're probably going to get splattered. But until you get to that point, which I think we all will, that is the great thing. At some point, I think we will. You can surround yourself with light and hold that love vibration and that thought. The more of us that hold on to it, the greater change there will be. None of this is going to change until most of us are saying, we're done with this. This is an experiment that happened a long time ago, duality, from what I understand of it. And, you know, I don't know all of it, and I don't, maybe I'm wrong on it, but when we were created, we were given the freedom to come here and make this whatever way we wanted. And we fell in love with the idea of duality because duality taught us all these things, being separated from God, duality. That we can experience what God is like by not having God connected to us. And that is a great thing because how else would you know what God is if you don't know what God is not? How would you know that? And that's the same thing. How would we know what night is if we don't see what day is, and vice versa? So we had all these things in duality that showed us what things weren't. So then we would know what they were. How would you know gratitude if you didn't know what it was like to be ungrateful? How would you know happiness if you didn't have sadness? So the list goes on. And I believe that. I've read that in more than one book, and my whole life has been that experience. You learn from it. But also, I read that in Conversations with God, which to me is a fascinating series of books, and God really kind of puts it on us. And he says to Neil Donald Walsh, it's really up to you. I'm not going to interfere. You're my creation. I know you're fine. You'll come back to me. You always will. This is a safe place. And even though it doesn't appear that way, it is. We do, in spirit, go back to where we came from. But you are the ones that dug this hole. You are the ones that are going to have to dig it out. Dig out from it. And that only makes sense to me. That over eons, not all of us, not every person that's here, because some of us are here for the first time. Some of us have maybe, you know, just been here a few times. Some of us have been working to change things. But there have been many of us that have been, oh, this is great. I love this idea. Let's keep this duality going for as long. And so we've allowed it. And we've allowed others to control us and manipulate us. And this is what we're in now. And now is the great wake-up time, as we've said before many times, where others are coming and being born onto the planet. There are ones in spirit. There are angels. There are guides. There are beings from other dimensions, beings from other planets, working with us and helping us. But they will never interfere. They will not step in because this is our journey. And if you respect others, truly respect and honor all life, you allow it to go at whatever journey, whatever the pace of the journey is. So it's going to be up to us. They say it's going to be the collective. When enough of us decide that we've had enough of this, and we want to live in more harmony and peaceful state, then this will become a different place. And it takes a certain number. I don't know what the number is. Out of 6 billion people, 6-7 billion people, is it a billion people? Was it 1 in 7? I don't know. I've heard different numbers thrown around. Whatever that is, we see people being born onto the planet in record numbers that are very enlightened souls. In this next generation coming up, while some people think they're lazy, some people think they're lost, I think they will be the most enlightened ones. They will know the truth. They already do, most of them. Not all. Some are not necessarily going to be born into that light. But they have the opportunity. And why is it now? Why are these being born into light now? And I go back again to what Ramtha said. To me, this just all ties together. The planet was covered with a shield. Let's just say that. Or maybe the consciousness was. And so the light is always there. We're always connected to it. Except when we get here. It's more dense, first of all, to be in a physical body. And then secondly, if you have a shield put up by those that don't want the light to get through, a.k.a. the people, the beings that are running the show. So what's been happening is that light's been crumbling. It's been cracking because of more and more light coming to the planet. And more and more of the light's coming to the planet only because we want it. It's always been there. But more and more of us are choosing to come here now to bring more light. And there's light coming from everywhere. And because we want it, that's why it's happening. It wouldn't be happening otherwise. That's why for thousands of years, we lived in decadence. And now we're at this point, this tipping point, where we are going to evolve. And many of us are coming forward. And when the light eventually overwhelms things, the darkness will leave. It has nothing to do. It doesn't stand up and have this great battle. The minute you flip on a switch, where does the darkness go? It leaves. That's what's happening. We are flipping on a cosmic switch, so to speak, I believe. And once that light gets on all the way, you know, you got a dimmer switch. Oh, it's on a little bit. When you turn it on all the way, there's no darkness. It's gone. That's what we're seeing. This is what we're going through. And this election and all these things that are going on are trying to balance us out. We cannot move forward and become higher vibrational beings if we don't learn to let go of emotion, anger, rage. There's nothing wrong with emotion. That's what we love about being human beings. But people are flying off the handle way too easily nowadays, overly emotional. And there's a balance. We're learning to become more balanced. I have let go of a lot of things. This doesn't mean I'm not an emotional person, especially when it comes to feeling love and joy. And I can still feel anger. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you're going to be able to shut it off completely. But the more we focus on anger, the more we hold on to what's already here, the more we focus on love, the more we start to change the world. And people think that, well, gee, my thoughts, my feelings, what difference do they make? It adds to the whole. That is the most powerful thing you can do, is add to the whole. Hold that vibration. Hold that feeling. Hold that feeling of love and project it out everywhere. Project it in areas where you're concerned. Project it on the new candidates that are going to be running for president and see what happens. I'll tell you what. When I first learned about working with light, I used to do this. I don't do it much anymore. But I've done it a couple of times in my life where I've sent light, really focused love, light, energy. And I've sent it to people. And two people in my lifetime have responded and told me, one person told me they were driving somewhere, they had these big concerns, they were going through some issues at the time, and this wave came over them, and they just knew everything was going to be fine. And that was the same time I was sending them light. Another time was a friend of mine, a very close, more than a friend, somebody that was very close to me was going through some things, and I sent a wave of light to the house that they were in. And this house had a lot of fighting going on in it. And I asked this person after the weekend was over how things went. And they said, surprisingly, it was very peaceful, harmonic. So did I have an effect? I have no doubt that I had an effect. That's just with that focused thought. Imagine if all of us start to choose that. And we don't have to unite all together because we are connected. Some would say, well, we need to all get together and do this and come stand on a rock. And it's like, every thought we put out there is received. Every thought we put out is received. Every feeling. So when you focus on somebody in a negative way, I guarantee you, you're getting that. They will receive it. Here's a good example of that. I, over the years, have worked with many different people, wonderful, wonderful people, and some people maybe not so wonderful. And I noticed when I was really upset, and there was a reason, you know, of course I was being righteous and judgmental, but these people were doing things they shouldn't to others, and I didn't like that. So I would be very angry, very upset, very negative, but I wouldn't show the people, you know, the ones that were doing it. I was just in my mind. Well, the crazy thing is those people avoided me. The ones that I had negative energy towards, they avoided me like the plague. And yet when I changed my heart and I opened it up to more love towards them and I projected it, all of a sudden they started talking to me. So this is what we can do. I'm telling you, it's very powerful. I'm not saying you can't do nothing. You can form groups, you can get together, you can talk to others, but do it peacefully, do it gently, do it with love, respect other people's opinions. I don't understand why some people will look at the Democratic Party and say, well, they're completely right. I would never vote for the Republicans. I hate them. And then you have Republicans who think everybody that's a Democrat is a liberal. And there's nothing wrong with being liberal. But there are degrees of liberal and degrees of conservative. And some of them are very, very, very rigid, whether they want to admit it or not. What I don't understand is how you can't look at your own party. You can see some faults in the other one, but you don't see them in your own. And I see faults in both of them, and I see wonderful things in both of them. And that's the way you should look at it, don't you think? As the whole, we're separated. We're separated by football teams, baseball teams, countries. We're separated by skin color. We're separated by religions. Isn't it time for separation to end? How does that happen? By stop making us against them mentality. That's what they want. They want us to be separated so we don't stop and see the bigger picture. Then also, by uniting, we can make this difference. And we don't even have to come together and hold hands. Just united in hearts. I think it's good if you do come together with others of like mind, physically. That's great. But also, if you're feeling frustrated and angry and a lot of anxiety and fear about this election and you don't know what to do, let it go. What's the worst that's going to happen? I always ask people that. They always look at me funny, too, when I ask that question. They'll say, well, I suppose I could... The worst thing that could happen is you could lose your life. That's the absolute... Isn't that the worst? Even though it's not the end. So, okay. What happens after you lose your life? Well, I don't know. I go to heaven or... None of this matters. When you lose your life, none of this will matter. Yeah, the loved ones you leave behind, you'll want to see them again and connect with them. But all these so-called important things are not so important anymore. So what can we take away? None of this is that big of a deal. Yes, I want to move forward. Yes, I want to help bring more light to the planet. Yes, I want to change things. Yes, I want peace on earth, heaven on earth. Yes, I want all those things. But I also know this is an illusion. Now, there are some light workers, metaphysical people that will say, well, we have to do this and we have to do that. And you've heard me say this before. I don't have to do anything. I don't like it when you tell me I have to do something. As an independent being, this being doesn't like that. But if you present it as, you know, we can work together and make some great strides, then I'm in. But if you start letting your ego get involved, which even for people that are enlightened, I still see a lot of that. Well, we got to do this. No, you don't. If you really just hold the vibration, like my good buddy Joy, who is such an enlightened soul, she said, just hold the space. And by that, she meant hold the vibration. And by that, hold the light, hold the love. Live each day with as much joy and love as you can. And then express it towards the rest of the universe, everything, or direct it at the political candidate you want. That's how we're going to make a difference. Yeah, we can make a difference physically by going to rallies, talking to others, but you're going to get frustrated because not everybody's going to see your... So you can hold that space within. And then on top of that, the greater lesson of all of this, I believe it's teaching us, one, that we're no longer going to stand for this. You see people standing up to their governments. You see people standing up to politicians, calling them out. But I'll tell you what, one side is not better than the other. Mm-mm, I don't believe so. They both have valid points. And if you think one side is superior to the other, then you're missing. You need common ground. This is where we're going to find peace. When we find common ground, what happens when we have somebody that's of a different nationality or a different religion or a different skin color? We find common ground. That's where we find peace. So that's what we need to do. in this election process. Find common ground. And if you can't do that, just hold light and don't worry about it. Whoever gets in there, and I believe both candidates pretty much are bought and paid for, and that's my opinion, and I wish to harm no one. But that's just the honest truth, and I'll stand in my truth. Both candidates will be manipulated and controlled and probably won't have our best interest in mind because the system's been set up like that for a long time. And maybe I'm wrong, but while they get in there, when they get in there, we can make a difference by projecting our thoughts towards them. And we can make a difference in the world. And if all of us start doing that right now, or a majority, a collective, whatever that is, that number, things would change. Look how things have changed quickly in the animal kingdom, how we used to treat animals with no respect. And because people have been pushing real hard, not just with their actions, I know it takes actions, but also just the thoughts are getting out there. And people wake up one day and all of a sudden, those that didn't have respect now do have respect. Now, what changed? And I will tell you, it's not just the fact of them going out there picketing and doing commercials. It's a wave pattern that of thought that got through to everybody's consciousness, and people woke up one day and were more gentle towards animals, more accepting of gays, more accepting of people's skin color, even though there's still a long ways to go, I know, on those things. But there is a great change in the last 10 or 20 years for all those things. There was a time there was no tolerance for a lot of those things. That's changed. So consciousness takes a while to sink in. That is the most important thing that's going on. You may think, well, I've got my picket signs and I'm walking around. That's great. But also the wave of consciousness, and it starts with one and it goes to another. So if you live your life like that, every day, and you are the example, that is going to be more powerful than anything else I think that we do. More powerful. And if you hold those thoughts and hold your heart that way, then whatever comes of this election really won't matter. It really won't. Because we will eventually achieve what we came here to achieve. At least I know what I came here to achieve. And all you have to do is let go. It seems like a hard thing to do. You're going to someday have to let go. You're going to have to let go. You're going to have no choice at the end of your time. This happens for all of us. This is the great wake-up. What choice do you have when it's your time and they say, oh, your clock stopped ticking. You're being called back, which I don't think you're being called back, but I mean, you know, you have a set time in each life that you've decided you want. It's over now. Okay, well, maybe I can have some more time. No. It's over. I think we choose when we leave. I really believe we choose when we leave and when we come. But there is a date, and you can rearrange it. I believe you can. But ultimately, until you learn to crack mortality, you're going to eventually meet your maker. You're going to move on. And so letting go is not, you don't have an option. You have to let go. So why not start doing it now and make your life easier? Not only that, but make your life healthier. Because when you hold on to all that anger, what happens? When you hold on to all that negativity, what happens? You get sick. It's a proven fact. People that have love and joy or animals in their life are healthier than those that don't. And I listen to people talk negatively and they'll swear and they'll cuss and they'll call each other names and they just have a real negative attitude. And they're not usually healthy people that I see do that. And then you see people walk with grace and seem to be filled with joy and love. And how are those people doing? They're generally pretty healthy, pretty healthy. There's a lot of factors that can go into being unhealthy. But generally, if you walk with joy and love, you're going to probably be a healthier person. So yeah, there's a lot of benefits that come out of it. And it's just what we are. We are beings of love and joy. I truly believe that. In our purest state. Now, when we get here, we lose sight of that. And so it's when we step away from what we truly are is when we get disease. When you're in harmony with what you are, nothing's going to happen. Unless there's some factors, you know, maybe some, you know, you live next to a nuclear place and you get radiation exposure and boom, that could affect your body too. Yes, environment. But I'm talking about, you know, even those kind of things, attitude is more powerful, I think, just about more powerful than anything. Many people I've talked to with serious disease, life-threatening disease, they told me the majority of it was their attitude. Their recovery had to do with their attitude. And some have even told me they've had to eliminate negative people from their life because those people were poisonous to them. So here we go again. You can let go and find peace because that's what we're here to do. If we don't balance ourselves out while the earth is going through this change, the ride is going to continue to be bumpy. And that's why it's taking place. Everything from a cosmic level, what we think it is, generally is not what it really is. We see this person as being a tyrant or that person as being a great person. Yeah, there are people that have come along and have been inspirational and have led us and opened the doors. But, you know, how much of that really is true, you know? I think there are old souls that have popped in from time to time and given us a little bit of a wake-up call. But I also think, you know, we look at these tyrants and we think that they're evil when maybe they signed up for it because they knew it would be a good wake-up call for humanity. And you're saying, how can you excuse somebody that does horrible things? Well, no, I don't. I don't like that neither. I don't support that. But I'm saying it's easy to judge when you don't completely understand what a person's path is. Who knows what their greater plan was that brought them forward? I don't know. So I know we're all from the same thing. We're all from this, each one of us. And I believe every one of us, regardless of what we've done, will return to that. And that's all I have to say. I hope you find peace. Because right now, there's an influx of a lot of energies coming down to us, and it's really confusing a lot of people. And this is what I think is causing people to flip out. Also, the nutrition we receive is not as good as it used to be, and that's causing a lot of people to flip out. Our brain health is not as good as it once was. So maybe look in the supplements, taking some omega-3s, but ultimately living a more happy life. And what if you're stressed out? What if you have a job that constantly has you on the go, go, go? Your life is on. Well, again, it's how you look at it. I used to get stressed out because I would stay at work till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I start working at 6. I get paid for 8 hours. It would stress me out. It would upset me. Now, it's not a big deal because I know it's what I have to do. This is part of what I choose. I choose to work here. There's extra things to do. And people can't believe I'm like this. And it's like, I can let it eat me up and make me sick, or I can just let it go. Or I can move somewhere else and take a different job. I don't want to do that. I love this job. I love working here, but there's more on my plate. And part of it's my fault because I'm willing to take on more. I'm willing to help everybody. I just see it as an opportunity to grow. But my attitude has shifted from one that was, oh no, I didn't get home by 4 o'clock, to, oh well, I got home at 5 or 6. Oh well, it's not a big deal in the big scheme of things, is it? It's what we make of it. Namaste and the best to you.